One of the most remarkable features of the present wave of student activism has been its ability to place itself within a wider struggle, both with other areas of UK society under attack from the coalition government and with people in other parts of the world fighting for the right to education. We can see a former in events such as Goldsmith's occupation of Deptford Town Hall to protest at council cuts, King's College London students joining RMT workers at tube stations to protest ticket office closures, and LSE's students joining the firefighters on picket lines in solidarity with their efforts to prevent unfair contract changes. But to appreciate the movement's internationalism, we need to return to 27 December 2008. On that date, Israel began its 22-day offensive against the besieged Gaza Strip in what Amnesty International has since called the 22 Days of Death and Destruction. The official United Nations investigation into the attack found that Israel had committed war crimes and possibly crimes against humanity. While international leaders the world over trotted out their usual tired chorus of rehearsed quote-unquote condemnation, in the UK, hundreds of thousands of people joined demonstrations across the country as anger spilled out onto the streets. Yet the anger did not end there. Students returned to their campuses and began to organize. There was an acknowledgement that the conventional democratic channels had failed them. To effect real change, students realized they needed to self-organize and move to unconventional channels to fight the battles that lay ahead. In early 2009, students from the School of Oriental and African Studies occupied one of the university's largest galleries in solidarity with the people of Palestine. The myth of the so-called quote-unquote iPod generation had been exploded. Suddenly, there was talk of the reawakening of the spirit of 68. Dozens of universities soon followed, including Essex, Birmingham, Oxford, Cambridge, and Manchester. Students at the occupations began to organize effectively, ushered along by the visitations of experienced campaigners and activists from Tariq Ali and Alex Kevakinos to Gada Carmi and Lindsay German. Lecture shutouts, walkouts, demonstrations, stalls, stunts, planning mediums and large-scale events embraced colleges and universities up and down the country. It was truly a rebirth of student activism, transforming disempowered students to frontline resistors, spurred on by an injustice committed halfway across the world and signaling a new era in student politics. The fact that British students were protesting in their name was not lost on the Palestinians, who sent thousands of messages of support and gratitude. Today, education in Palestine continues to come under attack from a variety of directions. The cantonization of the West Bank severely delays and periodically prevents students from reaching classes via checkpoints. The controlled Palestinian economy means tens of thousands of students wishing to study cannot afford to do so. Strikes by UNRWA workers mean classes have to be canceled. Students constantly face risk of arrest and trial before military court. Schools and universities face closure and transmutation into military barracks, and so on. Despite these many adversities, the Palestinians continue to struggle on and, remarkably, still exhibit the second highest literacy rates in the Arab world. An international rights education campaign, which has its roots in Birzeit University, is gathering momentum. In the summer of 2010, it held an international conference in the West Bank. Rights Education Week is slowly becoming a permanent fixture and is helping to link up the various struggles across the world for a free and fair education. It is a struggle that crosses national borders and has also been seen through the acts of solidarity with French and Greek students and workers. So from Gaza to Golders Green, via Greece and beyond, a collective struggle is beginning to take place. International solidarity is back on the agenda, and the sentiment of a shared cause is pervasive. Perhaps this sense of unity is best expressed through the statement most manifested in messages of solidarity between different groups across the world. Quote, "Our struggle is your struggle, and your struggle is ours." Unquote.